Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, time to get to the Twitter question as we talk a lot of college hoops here, understandably, as March Madness is upon us. Boy, I thought Houston's performance yesterday at Cincinnati was just really, really impressive. That is a tremendous basketball team. Like, we need confirmation for that, but they really were able to put the hammer down when they needed to. You gotta like what Kelvin Sampson has done at Houston.
Speaking of,
but
don't you think he kind of put a clown suit on Mick Cronin yesterday in the coaching moves versus non-moves, and it just looked like Houston hit the gas and off they went, and Cincinnati was left, you know, spitting out dust. But it was like,
yes, I don't disagree with that, other than my disclaimer, if I'm a Cincinnati fan, would be that Houston has better players. I mean, Cumberland notwithstanding.
Oh, if you're Cincinnati, you're going to admit that?
Well,
better than we are?
No, I probably wouldn't admit it, but as an impartial viewer watching it yesterday, Cincinnati...
They're challenged scoring-wise.
They're challenged offensively, and Houston isn't.
Yes.
And that's the difference. Corey Davis is just creates a dynamic for them that is very, very difficult to counteract. And they've got other guys, too. I think that's a team, you know, Houston, I wasn't sold on them totally last year. Boy, I'll tell you what, I don't think I'd be – that's not a team you want in your bracket. Mm-hmm. That's a team that can win some games in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, Lenardi's got them as a three at the moment. That's
right. Seems logical. All right, let's get to the Syndio Twitter question of the day. Brought to you each and every day by Syndio. Not only is it March Madness, it's spring break.
It is spring break.
So, yeah, you, there we go.
And not necessarily for everybody, but we're in that time where it's going to be if it's not. Our Twitter question today, at KFH Radio, is where you need to go on the Twitter machine. What C-word option would you pick for spring break? Colorado, Cancun, or cruise? JP, show contributor, elite show contributor, if you believe him.
Elite is right.
He says California, and more particular San Diego.
Thank you. I mean, now, if he had to sit and be obstinate for more than 10 seconds with that, then I chastise him. But if that was just right off the cuff, then you know what? I tip my hat.
It was fairly quick. I will say I was monitoring it from the bus. So yeah, it's fairly quick.
There you go.
54% say Cancun. They'd rather get warm. 29% say Colorado. And 17% say cruise. I haven't been, hell, you live there. I haven't been snow skiing since I was in junior high. And I got to say, and Jason Duda said Canada. No, Jason, not Canada. But I want to go snow skiing. I haven't been forever and ever. And all I see, pretty much, when you're talking about comparing Colorado to Cancun, on Facebook and social media, all I see is people skiing this time of year. I mean, it's all about going to Colorado and going skiing for people around here. It seems to me like, anyway.
Yeah. It's a great thing to be able to do. We are going to experience a monstrous snowstorm, supposedly, by Wednesday. And we've had monstrous avalanche issues throughout the whole I-70 corridor. In fact, I-70 has been closed as much as it's been open pretty much over the last week. So Colorado is dealing with literally record amounts of snow in the mountains, and it's creating dangerous conditions. But that doesn't change the fact that it's a whole hell of a lot of fun to go to Colorado and go skiing. I think I'd go with the cruise.
Go on a cruise?
That thing. I like you'd be in good warm weather climates. Cruises are something that I was kind of pulled to kicking and screaming, but I see the light on them. They're kind of fun. And you can do pretty much anything you want on board a ship.
Right. And everybody's in a good mood,
cool,
right?
Ports of, yeah, exactly. Yep. Everybody's in a good mood. There's nobody that's not your friend. You're going to pretty good ports of call. And let me just say that that it's blowing from dawn to dusk. It's a pretty good time.
As well as it should be, yeah.
As it should be, yeah. So, you know, that would be my vote. But I don't think you could go wrong with any of them.
Yeah, and cruise is on my bucket list. I want to go on a cruise.
You need to do it.
And I've heard
you really do need
great
to do
things
it.
About cruises. Okay, NCAA tickets punched already. It's getting about that time. Like you said, mm-hmm. when we're watching basketball, it's one right after another, so it's all you can stand. Gardner Webb out of the Big South, Bradley from the Missouri Valley, Liberty from the Atlantic Sun, and they join Murray State from the OVC. Those are officially in, and we will have on KFH one of the tournaments being awarded the auto bid. It's the MAAC. That's on our air tonight at 8 o'clock.
Good
tip. Iona and Monmouth out of the MAAC. The Iona's the one seed there, in case you didn't know. And if you didn't, that's fine. If Iona wins, that would be their fourth straight. The Fighting Jeff Rulins, although he's not there anymore. But
he's not there anymore. Yeah. But who else do you think of when you think about Iona?
Is there
Jeff
anybody
Rulins?
Else?
No, there isn't.
I don't think there is either. There are kind of interesting. This would be their fourth straight, but they're officially 0-12 in the NCAA tournament. That's the worst record in tournament history. And their only other win, they did win in 1980 under Jim Valvano.
Jim Valvano. But
it was vacated. So kind of if you want to pull for somebody to actually pull off a win in the NCAA, go for Iona, although they'll probably be a 16, according to Lenardi. They've won 10 in a row. Monmouth is 15-20. So they would, by definition, be a bid stealer if they win. Did you see South Dakota State did not win the other night?
Our guy saw that and was so disappointed.
I felt like I was too. What is it about Mike Dom that we can't get off of? We can't quit Mike Dom from South Dakota State, but they lost. So they're not going.
That's a shame.
Now who? Like Omaha from that conference has kind of got the inside track,
right.
Maybe?
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Gardner Webb. It's their first tournament appearance in program history, so there's another first for somebody. That's out of the Big South. Bradley, their first appearance since 2006 when they went to the Sweet 16 with Patrick O'Brien. Is that the big dude's name?
Yeah.
In 06?
And then Somerville. They had Somerville there too, and beat Kansas that year, didn't they? Yeah.
And they've won at least one game in 5 of 8 previous tournament appearances. Talking about Bradley, now they'll be a 15. Ish, somewhere in there. And Liberty from the Atlantic Sun, they make their fourth NCAA tournament appearance. They're first since 2013. So those are the ones that are in. And two more tonight. One you can hear on KFH, and the other one is the Southern Conference tournament final. It's 1-2, Wofford and UNC Greensboro. They are both kind of used to it anyway. Wofford would make their fifth appearance in the NCAA tournament, first since 2015. And UNC Greensboro, if they make it, it would be their fourth. But they're 0-3 in their previous three tries. So,
How much of the Valley final did you get a chance to partake in?
I didn't watch any of it. It was 5-6 anyway, wasn't it?
It checked out? Right. Shane, it was for a good portion of that game, because I did actually watch it. Obviously didn't have enough going on yesterday, but the basketball was so bad for about 3/4 of that game, and I mean bad, like guys falling down, throwing the ball out of bounds, just like, oh my God, it was so bad. Then Bradley really kicked it in. They were down 18 points.
Yes, they were.
In that game, in the second half. And you know who I was happy for? And this won't mean a lot to a lot of the people that listen to this show. Dave Snell. I was really happy for Dave Snell, longtime voice of the Braves. So, anyway, we're back in just a minute. We'll talk a little KU basketball and their plight at this point as we continue. Shane?
Are you a type 2 diabetic?
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.